Mr. Bon noted that the authorities in Burma have announced they plan to release some 6,000 prisoners under a general amnesty that began on Saturday, but only about 20 are political detainees.
I would welcome this announcement of amnesty as a first step toward larger and bigger implementation by the Myanmar authorities. There are still hundreds and hundreds of detainees under political reasons. As I said, I would urge again Myanmar authorities to release all the detainees, including To Aung San Suu Kyi.
Opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been under house arrest for 13 of the last 19 years. Mr. Bon was speaking to reporters following a meeting of the so-called Group of Friends of Myanmar, which includes Asian nations, the European Union, Norway, India, and the permanent five members of the Security Council, China, Britain, France, Russia, and the United States. Last May, the UN Secretary General went to Burma after Cyclone Nargis devastated parts of that country to express his support for the Burmese people. He also met with the country's top official, Senior General Thanh Shwe. Asked if he would be willing to return there to press the authorities to implement commitments they have made to move the country toward democracy, Mr. Bon said he is willing to go, but nothing has been discussed yet.
As a matter of principle, I'm telling you that I'm willing to make a return visit to build upon what I had discussed last May, including the political issues.
On Friday, Mr. Bon's special advisor, Ibrahim Gambari, who has recently returned from Burma, told the Security Council that his latest trip produced no tangible results. Gambari also briefed the group of friends on his mission during Monday's closed-door meeting. A military government has ruled Burma since 1962. Aung San Suu Kyi's opposition party won the last general elections in 1990, but military leaders never recognized the results of that race. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.